All right, what is up, guys? Welcome back to Late Night Shots Podcast, episode 78. We've been gone for a week, but we're back. My bad. I had the vid. So, World Team Trials coming up. I think the biggest news, obviously, Jordan Burroughs and Isaiah Martinez are both in for 79 kilos. Imar was out for the trials due to injury. He's recovered now. He's going to take a shot at 79. Since Dake will automatically be the World Team rep for 74. At least that's what I'm hearing now. So, that's what we're going to go with. Jordan Burroughs did drop his first two matches in the Olympic Trials Finals to Cal Dake. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. You know, I think this series was won by Jordan Burroughs, right? Obviously, in three matches, World Team Trials Finals for 2019. That was 2 years ago. Imar suffered an injury. He's back, so that's going to be a big factor in this. And Jordan Burroughs, age is catching up. You know, can't lie. But I do have all the people who are registered pulled up on my thing. So this is going to be all 10 of the weight classes, not just the six Olympic weight classes, because this year is an Olympic year and non-Olympic year at the same time. But some of these weight classes are already registered. So different than usual, the Olympic weights are the watered out ones and the non-Olympic weights are the stacked ones. So it's kind of interesting to see. But, you know, we will start this off at 57 kilos. You know, I think the biggest name we have here is Jacob Camacho, NC State wrestler. I'm just looking through this. I really don't see anyone else. It just looks like Jacob Camacho with some other nobodies, just to be completely honest with you.
Lee's
obviously,
not
in. Registration hasn't ended yet, so,
yep.
You know. We'll just get right into 61. 61, Wyatt Henson's a big one. Josh Kramer's a big one. Shelton Mack, obviously, these are three names that have been in for these amount of time, except for Wyatt Henson. Obviously, the man to be here at this point in time will be Nashawn Garrett from the Titan Mercury Wrestling Club. Cornell alumni, you know, he didn't have the best run. He had to, going up to 65, I know. You know, maybe if he was at 57, maybe if the cut worked out a little bit better, that may have been a better shot for him, but.
Yeah.
Knows at this point, you know, obviously 61 is a sweet spot for his weight class. Sean Faust, been a while here. Michael McGee. Ethan Lezak, national finalist in his weight class. Can't be counted out. You know, if he gets on top, match could be over right there. Always going to be said. Mickey Phillippe, three-time All-American, I think now it is, from Pitt. You know, that's really all I see, but. Obviously, registration hasn't ended. As we said before, names that could pop in, right? There's obviously one guy we're looking for, and his name is Roman Bravo Young.
Yeah.
That match is good now as the match of the year, if that were to happen. Nashawn Garrett versus Roman Bravo Young. Just the amount of scrambles that can go, and maybe not ability-wise, but it's obviously going to be a more entertaining matchup, you know.
I think
it's too high.
I think Garrett wins that. I think Garrett wins that.
I don't know. I'm not making a call. I could see anybody getting tech there within like 10 seconds. I wouldn't be surprised.
But, that's true. I just think.
Yeah, yeah. We'll hop into 65 kilos. We got Luke Pletcher here, Pat Lugo, Jaden Ironman. That's really it as of now. You know, I have a couple other nobodies, but. You know, even as we look at this, right, who would have to be the favorite here? I would say Pat Lugo.
Yes.
Right.
Over Iron?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Lugo almost beat – Lugo had a 5-1 match with Bajorink. I'm giving him that advantage very every true. Time. You know, obviously I think Nick Lee beats them all now just based on how he's been performing recently. But
– Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know there. I think Pletcher, you know, obviously could bone up, say, here. I don't know which exactly names I'd be missing. You know, obviously, Lee's qualified for the national team. Zane and Yanni didn't qualify for the national team. They placed fourth and fifth, respectively. That's the way I'd put them in. But Zane's technically falls into the fifth, sixth category. But just with their ability levels, I don't think they really have any business even going to this tournament. Mm-hmm. And just with the way things were qualified, you know, obviously, McKenna's a guy you could see in this bracket. Get at 70 possibly if it were to go down, but I severely doubt it. And just with how stacked 70 is what we're going to get into, I don't think either of these three guys would get anywhere there. Just let's be honest. Yeah. They're, you know, Lugo was looking like a tier one wrestler at this weight class, but just kind of, I don't want to say fell off, but yeah, that's essentially what happened. Ironman, well, I mean, you know, I just don't think I just don't think Ironman was at the level, you know. And that's crazy to say because you know how strong 65 is internationally, what we've been preaching for a while, right? You think 65 in our countries are. 65 internationally is much harder than that.
Ridiculous.
But, yeah, I do think Pat Lugo is the favorite here. I think Fletcher second and Ironman third, I would say. That's how I would go about it. You know, I could alternate those two, but I just think it's going to depend on who really shows up that day. 70, yeah. Which is probably one of the more deeper weight classes here. I wouldn't say the hardest, obviously, because we know what's already happening at 79. So,
yeah.
Ja'Cory Teamer, Arizona State, fourth place All-American this year. Tyler Berger, national finalist for Nebraska. Parker Kropman, you know, upset Matt Kolodziej that one year as an unranked wrestler. Alec Mattelio, third place All-American. James Green, five-time world team member at 70. Yaya Thomas had a huge run as a 25 seed from Northwestern, placed third at 149, I think it is. And anybody else, really? Teontae Wilson, I don't know who that is. Michael Blockus, Brayton Lee. You know, obviously we go through this. Who's the obvious favorite? James Green, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Sevy's going to fit him better. I think Sevy's going to fit Alec Battaglia much better, too, and Tyler Berger. One name we don't see here, you know, who's really a big surprise to me that he didn't qualify for the trials. Ryan Deacon, Evan Wick, you think they might shoot their shot? I think Deacon,
at 70? Obviously.
Deacon at 70?
No, Wick.
Yeah.
Or did I?
Makes sense.
Wick at 70.
Yeah.
He's 6'2". I don't.
He's made it before. It's not like he hasn't made it. I'm not saying he wins. I think the obvious choice here is going to be Berger, Pentelia, or Green. I think James Green still has it by a small margin. I don't think his time's up yet.
But I mean, Green at 70 is really
Green at 70 is a sweet spot, but Pentelia at 72, who knows?
That's a fair point.
74, weaker weight class. Mike Petit from Buffalo. Hayden Heidley is all right. Josh Shields. Joey LaValle, national finalist. Quentin Perez, if you even want to put him up there. Yeah, that's really at 74. You know, I mean, Heidley's good, and he's all right. He's nothing really crazy at 74, but,
yeah.
You know, put him against Dakin. He's having slammed on his head a couple times. You know, a name I'm surprised I don't see here is Logan Massa, maybe. You know, there's not too much to talk about this weight class. It's been Dake Burrows, I'm just for a while now, and I don't see anybody different really stepping into the shoes of them. Yeah. Especially now, 74 is kind of just like a consolation bracket. You get absolutely nothing for winning this. It's like, okay, you can get your balls clapped by Dake next time. The World Team Trials Finals, if you book your ticket to Final X, or the World Team Trials, you have to place top five. It's like, okay.
Yep.
You know, like, I'm not going to sugarcoat shit and tell them anything different, but 79, Michael O'Malley from Drexel, EIWA runner-up, I think it was, and two-time national qualifier. Pretty good. You know, he has wins over, obviously, Chris Foca. In his career. I don't know where you would put that in, but David McFadden, Isaiah Martinez, Chance Marsteller. Obviously three very talented guys there.
Yeah.
I did get news that Jordan Burroughs and not completely sure yet. I think it's a day-to-day basis for him. It's all gonna depend on what he really plans on doing. As a third get on the way, obviously Devin Skaska from Minnesota. Pretty good wrestler, you wouldn't consider him there. Dylan Lighty from Purdue, eh. You know, obviously, lower of the guys I'm mentioning, obviously, right?
Yes.
I think the obvious favorite here would have to be Isaiah Martinez. If we're not counting Jordan Burroughs for this, obviously, I think Jordan Burroughs is the favorite. If that happens, I think Jordan Burroughs and Imar are probably going to get through the field. No real question there. I think Imar's, you know, the question is size, obviously. Can I beat McFadden or Marsteller? I think he walks through Marsteller, no real problem there. McFadden's the question, obviously. No, I'm not necessarily sure, to be honest. I do think he's a big favorite there, and I think Jordan Burroughs is going to be a good series. But it's because they're both essentially 74, just wrestling 79. It's
they're both guys who are really – they're going to benefit from the added horsepower of, like, getting to eat a little bit more.
Yeah, 100%. So, let's walk into 86. Peter Chardy from Buffalo, good wrestler. Trent Hiley, good wrestler. Nick Reedon, good fucking wrestler. Mark Hall, you know, national champ. Drew Foster, national champ. Anybody else here that I didn't see already? No, that's really, you know, obviously you look here. Drew Foster has to be the favorite.
I probably.
After he beat Mark Hall. Handled Mark Hall, actually. No, I think Mark Hall.
Wait, Drew Foster handled Mark Hall? When?
Yeah, he almost teched him at the last chance qualifier.
Shit.
Yeah, it was bad. No, I don't see the match. Drew Foster's guy, you know, been really underrated. Just recently, you know, you know, just based on, you know, people just disregard the fact that he was a whole-ass national champ. But, yeah.
I wonder if Mark Hall's frame is screwing him at 86.
His whole body shouldn't be an upper weight. He's the frame of a 65.
65.
Yes, that's what his frame is. Yes, he's fucking.
He's what, 5'9"?
Well, I don't even think he's 5'9".
He's got to be like dense. That's what it's got to be.
I don't know what the fuck it is. It's just something about him. You know, the worst part is he's subbed to the YouTube channel, so I hope he just doesn't see his video because I'd feel bad.
He's very good. I'm a big fan. I'm just wondering, like, why we're not seeing...
I don't know what it is. You know, obviously, he's never really got an idea for how good he was in the next few years in college because who to beat Bo Jordan in the national finals, he kind of just got clapped by Zahid.
He's going to... Maybe, I don't know. He'll bulk up more, start to fit into the weight class.
I don't fucking know.
Like 2024, yeah. he just looks like Mike Mock.
Yeah, what is there? Talk about 92. Gavin Gadsden, you know, you might have pinned this dude. You might have heard of him, some Olympic champ. Nate Jackson, no, he's good also. Cam Caffey, Willie Miklas, Austin Schaefer. You know, obviously, who are the names we're talking about here? Nate Jackson and Gavin Gadsden. Who would I give this match to?
I think Jackson.
I'm going Gadsden on this one. You're going Jackson?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything crazier, you know. It all depends on if Gadsden makes the cut. If Gadsden makes the cut very well and does not gas, now he wins this match. He could pin Jackson, obviously, at any time, get a four with that throws, you know. Jackson has that blast double. I'm assuming these guys has obviously practiced a decent amount before. Together, so yes. I wouldn't be surprised. I think either of them make it through pretty handily, though. I don't know if Austin Schaefer can stop any of them from making the finals.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's too much to think about this, but let's go in 97. What the fuck?
Who is at 97?
Okay, Austin Schaefer was at 97. That's my bad. Then I guess Austin Schaefer's my pick to win 187. There you go. That he's the best dude there. That should tell you something. 125. A big name I want to talk about is Owen Trafin, who's there, who was the 220 for Blair a while ago.
Right.
Very fucking good wrestler. You know, Aiden Guttridge. These guys were premier high school wrestlers. Obviously, they're probably going to get the floor mopped with them by Gwizdowsk or Don Bradley. But that's just to be said. These are guys. Trifin could very well be a top competitor in a couple years. Don Bradley is fucking Don Bradley. We'll save that for the end.
Yeah.
Derek White, national finalist, pretty fucking good. Ty Walls, yep. This is one thing I talked about. Making the bump from 97 kilos to 125. I think he fits 125 a little bit better. You know, obviously not every guy's playing to fucking beat Gable Steveson, but, you know, he's just there to be there essentially at this point. And I think he can make some noise. This Cassiope, it's been a while since we've seen him at a senior level. I don't think we have seen him at a senior level event, right? He's been at U23s for a while. Sean Streck. My bad. Sean Streck. From Purdue wrestler, went to JUCO for a while. He's been there for a while. Mario Correnti, Ryder, alumni, Brandon Manson, North Dakota State. Demetrius Thomas, Pitt alumni, Zachary Knighton Ward, Hofstra, Lee Carrington from UNK D2, Pin Colton Schultz at one of these things a while back. Christian Lance, Nebraska heavyweight, Matt Stenzel, Central Michigan. This random dude named Nick Gwozdowski. Obviously Gwozdowski has to be your choice there, and Bradley second. I don't see any other really way this plays out unless one of them gets shitted out with fucking calls, right?
Yeah.
Stencil is a wild card here. I think Cassiope is just too good of a freestyler to not place third in this weight class. You know, I'm surprised I don't see a Yusuf Amida here. I don't know. I haven't seen him at an event recently. I thought he would come. I thought I would see him at the trials because he would definitely be seated above Jordan Wood at the trials. And Garrett Ryan at that. And possibly Tanner Hall, too. He's pretty fucking good. But, you know, obviously, I'll take Gwozdowski first, Bradley second. And I'm thinking Cassiope third is the right way to go. And, you know, obviously we have top five. So maybe Mauro Correnti, I'm thinking, or Demetrius Thomas. Christian Lance, too, but Matt Stenzel, possibly. It's too many guys. Now, if I just have to take a shot in the dark here, I would go after Cassiope, I would go Christian Lance and Demetrius Thomas.
Right.
You know, I might give Treifin a shot in the dark here, Ty Walls also, but that's really all I'm seeing.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the final topic of discussion, Isaiah Martinez versus Jordan Burroughs. Who do we have and why?
I don't really think age is catching up to Burroughs in the sense that a lot of people are saying that age is catching up to Burroughs. I think it's just kind of a matter of he's out of his prime, but it's not like super far off in the sense that like his age is affecting his health or ability to compete. He's still doing the damn thing. It's just that Kyle Dake is Kyle Dake. And in this case, I think it's just going to be a case of Aymar is finally coming into his senior level freestyle prime.
I think he's been in.
He has a win over Burroughs already. He knows how to beat Burroughs because Burroughs hasn't made like drastic adjustments since their match. And I say drastic because obviously he's made adjustments. They're just not like he hasn't drastically changed his style just because, I mean, that's just not what you do whenever you're a guy who, for the most part, has a figured out system on winning matches, right?
And you also have to remember, if you go back to that series, the first match was won by a flurry from Burroughs at the end of the match. Second match was straight up just won.
Yeah, so it's kind of a case of
how close Isaiah Martinez was to sweeping that series.
Mm-hmm. Burroughs' the only difference is
Kyle Dake didn't give up a takedown at the end. And that's it. And yeah, that so goes with the fact that Kyle Dake's wrestled him so many times.
So I think Aymar's going to know, you know, he can get into flurries because that's where Burroughs excels. And he has a style that, again, earlier I said both Burroughs and Aymar are going to really benefit from being at 79 as opposed to 74 because that's an extra 12 pound. Not 12.
11.
That's an extra 11 pounds that they get to, you know, they get to, like, stay healthy. And in terms of a guy like Aymar, who, again, lefty underhooks. Lefty underhooks.
And the high crotch.
Underhooks, post-high crotches. He's very nice solid.
Nice fucking leg lays, too, which nobody really talks about.
That as well. I think he turned Burroughs.
Yep, he turned him. Yep. Mm-hmm. How often do we see that shit happen, though? A guy like turned? Fucking Jordan Burroughs getting turned.
I don't see it very frequently. Or
yeah, then again, exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. If Aymar makes the improvements like he did, people say he came out of nowhere. No, he didn't. He just wrestled two bad matches. That's in Chenzo wrestled two great matches. That's all that happened. He was the closest to being a four-time national champ. He was just as close as David Taylor was.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Kyle Dake's a better loss to have on your record than Vincenzo Joseph, let's be honest. But, you know, obviously, Bubba Jenkins can be compared to Aymar that can be compared to Chenzo that one year. I'm still one of the greatest college wrestlers to ever do it, and that's just not up for debate. So I think if he comes into this form, you know, Imar's had a better college career than Jordan Burroughs. I think a lot of people have, too. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't say it's too big of an upset or anything. I just say Imar's underrated. You know, I've been preaching that for a while. Imar and Colin Moore are the two most underrated wrestlers in the United States.
If Burroughs does lose to Isaiah Martinez, I think he's just going to finally hang up the shoes, which is going to suck.
I don't see him going out on a loss. That's the main thing.
That is.
If you were to like lose a tournament and place third, that may be the place to go out. But I don't see him. You know, maybe he wins the world. Maybe he wins the senior nationals and retires. Like who fucking knows?
Well, so if he wins world team trials, I mean, he very well could just retire at the world tournament.
Is he winning the world at 79 though? Like, I don't know who's at 79, but.
Yeah, well, 79 worlds, I don't see it being too stacked.
Wasn't Yazdani at 79 for a while? No, Yazdani went straight to 86.
No, that would have been in the middle of his transition.
Yeah. I don't even think he's fully built into 86. Yeah, he still looks kind of small.
Nowadays, no, I think he's built into it.
He has a little bit to go. I think he's like naturally in 86 right now. He's still
that's true. Yeah, he's probably walking.
Taylor's around 90-91 normally. And obviously Dake's probably around like 78-79.
Yeah.
You know, I mean obviously now he's probably around 81-82, just gets his descent down to like 77 and then makes the cut from there. Yeah. But yeah, no, obviously I think Gwizdowski's the biggest call here. Craig Filiat, I don't think we'll be going to the event. I think he's doing some camps and stuff.
Right.
I think if he's there, I don't see him being a favorite over Gwizdowski. I know I said some bullshit like that. That was just David's dumbass influencing my decision. Let's be honest. But no, I'll be honest. I think Gwizdowski. If Gable does leave after this year, Gwizdowski has 2021 and 2022. And then Gwiz. No. Fuck, possibly? Nah, I think Bradley's going to be done by that point, and Nelson's going to be done also. Around the same time, I think Kirk Fleet is going to take over, and Paris is going to be battling out for the spot. That's just where I'll stand on this. I think once Kirk Fleet starts putting the weight back on that he lost a fucking shit ton of, he's going to be the guy. You know, I think Wazdowski's just a little bit ahead of him at this point, just horsepower-wise, technique-wise. Just savviness wise.
I'm seeing your point about I'm looking at Yazdani at the 21 Asian Championships. Yeah, he's not cutting a lot to make 86. That's for definite.
I don't think he's cutting at all. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Taylor, you know,
that's huge now, which is going to be a problem.
I think Taylor could have beaten Cox in 92 if he really wanted to.
I want to see that match. No.
I'll take that back. If Cox cut to 86, Taylor would have mopped the floor with him. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. I think that David Taylor we saw in 2016 is fucking trash compared to what we see now.
Yeah.
That was fucking babyface Taylor still.
Dude hit puberty at like 24.
Yeah, that's fucking insane. I remember watching him wrestle fucking 1-3 at Iron Man and like, back in like 2006, it was something else, you know. Like, he's the best. I will say that David Taylor's the best wrestler in America right now. I'll stand on that.
Yeah,
best male wrestler at least. Obviously, you know, if you go dominance wise internationally, you have Tamira, then Adeline, then Helen Brulis.
Yeah,
and you know, go freestyle wise, who would I put there? David Taylor first. Kyle Dake second, Kyle Snyder third, Gail Stevenson fourth, Thomas Gilman fifth, and Jordan Oliver sixth. I think that's a pretty unbiased way to go about it, just based on the world rankings, because Dave Taylor is obviously number one in the world. Kyle Dake's probably third. The worst he goes is third.
Right.
Obviously, with Zamalov out. And then Kyle Snyder is ranked fourth right now, so we'll just go off that. And I'm not giving Gail Stevenson the benefit of the doubt. They're putting him third. With no international wrestling experience, but I'll put him above Gilman based on the fact that Gilman didn't make the team last time either. And J.O. needs to qualify the weight still, but Yeah, yeah, I really think that's all to really talk about. So thank you guys for listening to Late Night Shots podcast. It's been episode 70. We'll see you guys again next time.
All right, peace.